Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show on this Thursday, September 29th. We are going to give it a shot. Xfinity is supposed to be out here working on all the lines.
Shuffles.
And there's a good chance that lose the show. I don't know when, because they say what they're going to do, they're cutting down everything. We won't have any phone service, no internet service, no TVs, no landlines, nothing. They're going to cut it all down so they can upgrade our system. So we'll see what happens. Morning, everybody. Good to see everybody coming into the show. Only Crazy Lady, Russ, PP29, Underground Guys, Amber May, and of course, my co-star, my co-host, my co-captain, Eric Kerr. Good to see Eric. Ought to be pretty interesting to see what happens today. Xfinity was supposed to start at 6 in the morning. That was an hour ago. Now, tell me, honestly, do you ever know a utility company that starts on time? No. There's Shannon. Shannon, you should call in and be on the call the call line here in case I lose the show. I'm kind of thinking, Eric, that what they have going on, I might lose the show on my end, but the show might still go on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You might lose me, but the show will keep going on. So, if that happens, Eric.
Happy birthday to you, Amber.
Oh, that's right. We got to sing happy birthday, Amber. If that happens, Eric, then you, Russ, and Shannon can just keep doing the show until the two-hour time limit runs out. And
if it goes out on you, you can just go to your phone, and you can continue doing the show from your phone. It'll sound good. I promise. I've done it before.
No. I understand that, Russ. Except Xfinity is saying that we will not even have phone service.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're cutting it all down. They're cutting all the landlines, the mobile, the cell phones. They're shutting it all down so they can replace the fiber optics. It's gonna be messy. But we'll give it a shot. We'll just let go and just see what happens. I might have to. It might hinder me posting the show. I might have to wait to post it later tonight. They got it. They say they're gonna get this done. But we'll see what happens. I'm excited. Oh, good thing. Good thing. I haven't seen any Xfinity trucks go by the house yet. So, bam! So
they're doing upgrades, right? That's what.
They're doing upgrades. Yep. Okay. They're upgrading our system. They're improving everything. And they gave us a couple of weeks warning. You know, they said, look, this is coming at you. This is coming at you. We'll tell you when it's right on you. And then they sent out notices yesterday and said, tomorrow is the day. Tomorrow's the day we're going to go in there and work on our lines. We're starting at 6 a.m. and expect this to happen. And then they spelled it all out and bam, here we are right here. So, but before we go any further, Amber May's birthday is today. Amber May, happy birthday, Amber! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, Amber May! Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Amber, from the old man. Old man's podcast. I tried to give her a singing that nobody else has gotten. Yeah. So. I love singing happy birthday. I really do. I see this thing that says, you know, you got to stand in a big crowd of people and with no music, no nothing. And you have to sing a song without many mistakes. And if you do it, we'll give you a certain amount of money. It's always just a hypothetical thing. You know, what song would you sing? And I always say, happy birthday, baby. I'd sing me some happy birthday songs right there. Hello, Ralph. Good to see you. Great music this morning, Ralph. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what you did to your sound system. I don't know what you worked on. Hi, Gaia. But I'll tell you what, brother. It sounded awesome. it sounded really good. The quality of the sound was just off the hook today. It was really good. And you were asking, oh yeah, today, everybody, Russ, and good morning, Eric. Good morning, Russ. Good morning, Shannon. It's good to have.
Good morning, Governor.
It's good to have three quarters of the team with us. Good morning. I was saying, I noticed that today is National Coffee Day, and Ralph said he thought that the National Coffee Day was October 1st. Today is, in fact, National Coffee Day. International Coffee Day is October 1st. So there you go. There you go. I straighten it out. Yeah, yeah. So why we can't have them both on the same day, I don't know. But if you're a coffee drinker like me and Ralph on, who cares? Who cares? Now we got 2 days to celebrate drinking coffee. You know. So yeah. So National Coffee Day is a day to celebrate coffee and all of its deliciousness. It's a day to appreciate the hard work that goes into growing and harvesting coffee beans. It's also a day to celebrate the people who roast and brew coffee. On National Coffee Day, many coffee shops and cafes offer discounts and special promotions. So head on out to Starbucks and get you a free coffee. I bet you anything they're giving free coffees out. National Coffee Day is also a day to learn more about coffee. Coffee lovers take this opportunity to learn about different brewing methods, coffee bean origins, and the history of coffee. Personally, I personally love National Coffee Day because it's a day to appreciate one of my favorite things in life. I also love taking advantage of discounts and promotions at my favorite coffee shops. And of course, I've gotten a free cup of coffee or two on National Coffee Day. That was the author of this article I'm reading right here. So get out there and, celebrate some coffee. If you're a coffee drinker, hunt down all these free coffees that are going on and get you some coffee. Hey, Ralph, here's International. International Coffee Day is celebrated October 1st each year. It's a day to celebrate coffee and its role in the global economy. International Coffee Day is also a day to learn about different coffee cultures around the world. The International Coffee Organization, the ICO, declared October 1st to be the International Day in 2014. So you can see it is a little bit of a different day, you know. But I tell you what, I would love nothing more than to travel the world, go into these different cultures, and drink their coffee. I don't know, Ralph. I don't know, Ralph. What do you think? Would you be into something like that? I mean, I think it'd be awesome. Hey, Russ, being a chef,
yes.
Wouldn't you think that coffee is one of those international foods that almost every country, every culture has some kind of a coffee beverage? Would that be a safe assessment?
Yes. Yeah. I'd say everywhere in the world has its own take on coffee.
Now, I've seen some video of the street vendors like in Nigeria making I wish that young lady from Nigeria ship passing I can't remember her name of her podcast. Anyway, if she could call that, I'd ask her. But
Ship's Talk, I believe, is her name.
Ship Talk, there you go. Thanks, Eric. I saw a video of a little coffee shop in Nigeria. And I mean, here's the coffee shop, dirt road, someone sitting on the side of the road with their fire going, and they got pots in the fire and, their little bags of stuff sitting right there. And they just walked up and they go, hey, I'd like to get a couple cups of coffee, please. And they just started making it. You know, it looked like old style cowboy coffee, where you just take and, you get your water hot and boiling, and then you throw your ground in there, and you know, and it brews up. Only crazy lady. Oh, you're out of here. Oh, well, thanks for stopping by.
Everybody wish her well. She's going into surgery. She's going to be fine, but still, everybody put your thoughts and prayers towards her, please. Yep.
Let's send a bunch of good energy, positive energy prayers, and let's just let her go in there loaded up. Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. Speaking of coffee, did you ever see the movie The Bucket List with Jack Nicholson and anyway, in that movie, he drank the most expensive coffee in the world, and it actually is a real thing. It's a real coffee. It's called a Kopi Luwak, and it's made from beans that have been digested by a Cabot cat. So, and then what it does is it comes out, the cat poos, and they filter through that and make real coffee out of it. So. And it's the most expensive. They said it's the best tasting coffee in the world. And it comes through a cat's digestive system. So it's actually real.
And I would try it. I definitely would try it. Yeah. But I tell you what. But I tell you what. If it's the, world's most expensive coffee and all this and that, when I take a drink of it, I better see the heavens split and hear the choir of angels singing.
It comes from Bali, Indonesia. So,
yeah.
In case anybody wanted to know.
I don't know if there's any place in town that, sells that kind of stuff. Sells it. I don't know.
I'm sure you could import it.
Oh, yeah.
Amazon. I'll get right on that.
No, you don't. I'm learning, Shannon, that you're one of those people that if I say something, you get on it. And then next thing I know, I've got a package at my door.
You know it.
So don't. No. You and Jay, baby. No. Stop. But I would. I would definitely try that. I would definitely try that coffee. I saw how they made coffee in India once. And I did it here. I duplicated how they made their coffee. And there used to be a video of us out there, me and Grammy, but I made this coffee, and I tell you what, we had such a caffeine buzz going. It was unbelievable. Because I made it, we liked it, I made some more, we liked it, I made some more. And, you know, I started out talking like this. Yeah, I'm going to try making this Indian-style coffee. And then as it went on, the video towards the end when I filmed it was like, yeah, me and Grammy, we've been making this coffee from India. It's really good. We're going to drink some more. We're going to have some more. Right, Grammy? Yeah, we're going to eat some more. I mean, we were just flying on the caffeine from the way they made it. It just comes out. It just comes out like super espresso thick. Just great coffee. And it had creamer in it. That's the kicker. You know, we kind of diluted it down. It had a little cream in it, so.
Speaking of you and Grammy, man, that little special report voice you had going on yesterday, man, almost sounded like Walter Cronkite.
Oh, my news, my breaking news voice?
Yes.
That was fun. I put out a little info cast yesterday to all our followers in that, letting them know that we might be having some technical difficulties today, but to do tune in, we're going to do the show anyway. And I was using my breaking news voice. I was talking like this. I think I was like this and breaking news. And I love the part in that. The thing is, Russ, and when we do those, when Grammy and I do those, we're just winging it. We're just firing from the hip. We don't have nothing planned what we're going to say. We just start doing it. So I did the breaking news thing. And then I started using that voice, and Grammy goes, what's with your voice? What are you doing? This is my breaking news voice. Right. And she kept trying to crack me up so I'd break out of that voice. And she was doing a good job, man. She was after me. It was fun. It was fun. Just Afterglow. Good to see you. It was fun. That was fun doing that. Yeah, she's a kick. She's a kick. She didn't want to do it. I kind of pushed her into doing it, you know. Come on, Grammy, do it. I don't want to be busy. I'm going to, come on. Oh, you never want to do anything I want to do. You know, I had to throw the guilt on her, you know. Had to throw the guilt on her, so she came. Right. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, Ralph, me and Grammy did that intro to our the Tom's, the old man's blues show on the WESN. But we did it as our alter egos. We did it as Zigzag, Dutch and Zigzag. That's what we did. And that was a lot of fun. Oh,
Dutch and Zigzag. So Dutch, who is Zigzag?
Grammy's Zigzag, and I'm Grammy Dutch. Zigzag.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Now, how we got this, how we get this is I was, I love black powder guns. They call them black powder guns, ball and cap guns, you know,
right,
the old style guns. Yeah, I love those things, and I have several of them. And I was working on making black powder pouches, you know, little pouches that instead of measuring every load that you put in your cylinder, which is six, instead of measuring each one, I just grab this pouch that has 20 milligrams of black powder in it and shove it in there. You know, it's already pre-measured. It's like a pre-measured little pouch. So I was experimenting with different types of paper because you need a paper that's going to burn from the percussion cap. It's a little explosion. It's a cap. It explodes and lights the powder in the chamber. Well, what this does is this would light the paper, and the paper would catch on fire and then light the powder, you know, chain of events. Anyway. Yeah, so she says, well, why don't you try, you know, papers that they roll cigarettes in? I said, yeah, let's go get some of those rolling papers. So we went to the local drugstore. I think it's a Walgreens. And this is during the winter time. So we're dressed for winter. We got our big coats on, and it's a Walgreens. So we're wearing, our raggedy old sweat bottoms and, you know, going in there, and Grammy's got her stocking cap pulled all the way down her head and her collar up and a big neck scarf. And I told her, I says, you look homeless. You know, you look homeless. And she goes, shut up, let's go. You know, so we went in there and we're walking in. And so we both looked like we just walked off the street, you know? So we walk up to the counter and we're looking, and I can't see him. And the girl behind the counter comes up and goes, hi, can I help you? And Grammy she just kind of leans over the corner and points and goes, get me some of those Zigzags. It was so hilarious. I looked at her and she goes, What did I say? The way you said it. I mean, it's like, man, you're all gruff. You know, give me some of those Zigzags, you know? So that's, and then so I go, you know, you look like, you know what you need? We need homeless names. So our homeless names, you're going to be Zigzag. And she goes, oh, okay. And she goes, well, what's your name going to be? And I thought about it and I go, I always liked the name Dutch for some unknown reason. And I said, well, I'm going to be Dutch, you know? So that's how that was the birth of Zigzag and Dutch. You know, they're just a couple of street people that are in love and having fun out on the street. And so, yeah, it was fun. It was awesome. Amber May, the birthday girl, she called in. I wonder how her mic is going to work.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes. We can hear you.
Oh, it's because I'm using the headphones.
Wow. It's good to hear your voice.
I love being a part of the crew, you know, with Shannon and Russ and the professor and Eric and BP and everyone.
Yeah. Oh, we love having you in the show. We love seeing you come in.
So I don't know what it is with my phone and Podbean, but it's just not the thing. So, guess what I'm going to do this weekend?
What are you going to do this weekend?
I'm going to be in your old stomping grounds. I'm going to be in Boston doing a ghost tour for my 40th birthday.
Oh, you are going to enjoy that so much. That is so awesome. See what people, if you don't know, she's like she said, she's going to go to Prescott, Arizona. Prescott, Arizona was the territorial capital before Arizona became a state. And it's got a lot of old history there. And I'm not going to go, you know, much more into it because I want Amber to go and have an excellent time. But they take you to all the spots in Prescott that are old. And I believe, Amber, that there are some underground stuff there. And I think they tour that. So I think so.
There's one ghost tour that you could take in where was it? can't remember where it was, but there was a ghost tour that you could take, and you could use those EP or whatever those meters are called. And I'm like,
EPM. No,
yeah. I'm like, I don't want to be like a ghost hunter.
Right.
I ain't gonna mess with that stuff. I'm not gonna go hunt for ghosts. I just want to take the tour. Tell me all the stories of all the people that are haunting or whatever, or the past of things that happened in the past. It was so cool. Because I don't know if you know this, but there is a bridge in Arizona. It's on the way to San Diego. If you go through Buckeye, Arizona, and you pass Wilmington, Arizona, on the way to Yuba Bend, there is a haunted bridge. And every time we've gone onto that bridge at night, there are ghost hunters every single time. It's crazy.
I'm like you, Amber. I would love to go to one of those places, and I'd even go to that bridge. I just want to go, and I don't want to look for them, but I want to experience the stories, and I want to experience the, you know, the hair rising up at the back of your neck. You know, I want to experience that freaking out a little bit. You know, you get to the point, and so, like, you know, like you're going on this little tour in Prescott, you know, and you're kind of getting all, you know, you're getting all jittery, and, you know, you're getting all tingly, and that's, your eyes are big, and somebody bumps into you from the back and it scares the bejesus out of you. Yes.
Yeah. I don't want to be a ghostbuster, you know, I don't want to deal with that stuff. I'm like, no, it's okay. Not my thing, but, yeah, it's going to be fun. I can't take the kids cause they're still young. They're 9 and 6 and they get really scared even.
Oh yeah.
He's still like, you know, if there's any kind of monster on the movie, forget it. They're in our room. They're not going to go to sleep. And I'm sure Russ can understand that because he has little ones. But so my husband and I are going to do that. Oh, there's this one time he was out in the West Valley, like, I don't know where, but I begging him to, like, take me to this thing. But I don't know if he can find it again because it was a long time ago, because he works for the county, and he got a call for service out in the country, like, far away in West Valley. And the locals didn't even want to help him find the place.
Just grab a towel. Sorry, I thought I was muted. I'm sorry, my bad. I was yelling at the, my 2-year-old just made a mess. And my son was trying to clean it up.
You parents. Yeah.
So, like, way in the West Valley, old man, because you're from Arizona, like, way out west. The guys, none of the locals wanted to go to this call that my husband was having to go and. As a member of the county, like, he worked for the county, the only thing they would get is they would drive past, like, the road he needs to go to turn on, and this is at night, okay, and they would point and they would leave. And so it's like the way he described it was like a scene from every creepy movie where the moon shining at night and he has to drive through a tunnel of trees that blocks out the moonlight. And
yeah.
He's like, yeah, the hairs on the back of my neck stood up. And I don't know. It was like, he says old phone lines went bad. That's why he got called to that location. It was an old place where they used to butcher animals.
Uh-huh.
So there was, like, the Indian reservation was close by, and they buried their dead on top, and they would have candles that would flicker. So it would appear as if, like, something's moving in the night, but it was just, like, the flicker of the candles from the cemetery.
Was it?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I'm like, you got to take me there. And he's like, I can't remember how to get there. I tell everyone the story, and they want to come with us. But he's like, I don't know how to get back there. I'm like, uh-huh. Oh, sure you don't. Sure you don't know how to get back there. Right, Jesus. It was, like, 10 years.
Well, you know, I'm kind of weird because I love being scared. I do. I mean, it doesn't bother me. I mean, it doesn't bother me, but I love the feeling. I love the adrenaline flow. You know, I love the anticipation of something that might happen, you know, and I like that, you know, when your skin gets all full of goosebumps and the hair's standing up in your arms, you know, mm-hmm. I love that feeling, you know, and I even love it when I reach that point and then someone, you know, somebody comes up and grabs my arm and goes, hey, what are you doing? Ah, you know,
right? you know, the town now, Jerome. You know Jerome, right?
Jerome, yeah. Ghost capital of the world. Yeah.
Like ghost galore, or so they say. You know, when they say those things, I think it's just a tourist thing, but
yeah. Well, see, Jerome, Jerome is on the Mingus Mountain, which is kind of northeast of Prescott.
Yes.
And it's an old, old mining town that goes back to the, you know, early 1800s, maybe into the 1700s. I'm not sure. But yeah, it's an old mining town. It's the town is built on the side of the mountain, and it's rustic and spooky. And in the 70s and 80s, the hippies took it over. Mm-hmm. The hippies took it over, but yeah, there's claims to all kinds of ghosts there, and it's a real interesting place to go and visit. Jerome,
the
Jerome.
EMF meter one was going to be. I'm like, that's okay.
Right? Yeah. I've driven through Jerome a lot. I've never stopped there because it's just.
Stopped? Oh, I've been there.
No, I've never stopped.
Hotel that used to be a hospital. They changed it and now it's a hotel in Jerome. The hippies were there, and I don't know if they're like if normal people moved in there still or if it's just run by my hippies still, because there's a lot of
I love hippies
now in Jerome.
Yeah. I think it's just run now. I think the majority of the people there are the old hippies. I mean the you know, they've had a new generation of people come in and live, but I mean, it's still kind of run by the old hippies that were there. And, I mean, I don't say that saying that it was a bad place. It was a fun, festive place.
I just didn't know if the demographic changed because you're right. That's how it got revitalized was through the hippies.
Yeah.
Now it's like a huge tourist attraction, and they took the old hospital when it was a mining community. And they turned it into a hotel, really beautiful hotel. And they call one of the restaurants the asylum because obviously every hospital has an asylum part, you know, for the mentally ill.
Sure.
Or back then they would call them crazy or whatever. And now they just use that name because it used to be a hotel and called it the asylum for the restaurant that's in this big, huge hotel. So supposedly hauntings go on there. I don't know. One time I was in Prescott and we just wanted to get away. It wasn't our anniversary. We just wanted to get away. And I booked us a bed and breakfast, but little did I know it was a haunted bed and breakfast. And I didn't pay much attention to it because I didn't really care about that part.
Uh-huh.
Except all day, my husband was like, that's the ghost. All day. So by the time night came, do you think I let that man sleep? No, because it was creepy and an old house and it made a lot of noise or old building. And the whole time I woke up, did you hear that?
Yeah.
That's a ghost.
Yeah, I don't know if I could, I would stay there. Yeah, I would definitely go there. You know, I'm the type of person that says, would you go sleep in the insane asylum of this old hospital for $1 million? I go, heck, I'll do it free. Let's go. I just want to go experience it, you know. Yeah, yeah.
I was fine with it until he kept saying all freaking day, it's the ghost. It's nighttime and things are moving that you don't like. It's not your home. It's a hotel, right? It's like a little tiny hotel.
Yeah.
I was like, that was it for me.
we psych ourselves out, you know, we psych ourselves, you know, and we get all scared. We get, you know, scared and waiting in anticipation. And so we put ourselves in that frame of mind. So where any little bump, any little noise, oh, what's that? Ooh, hey, there it is. I see something. I thought I saw something, you know? Yeah. We think of ourselves, but that I got to tell you, that is so much fun for me. I love it. I love that stuff, you know. But I'm like you, Amber. I don't want to be a ghost hunter. I'm not out there, you know, with all. I just want to walk into the places that they say are, you know, this is haunted. Okay, let's go. Let's walk in there. Let's
hear the stories. Tell me about it, and then we'll move on. That's all. Like, it's entertaining to me that way.
It is.
Yeah.
So do you believe in ghosts, Amber?
Believe that there's spirits that, you know.
Yeah. Somebody asked, they ask me that all the time. So you believe in ghosts? I go, well, I haven't, nobody's proved otherwise, you know. I'm the type of person that, you know, it's like, I can neither confirm or deny that, you know. I don't know. I mean,
my religious beliefs tell me there's angels and demons that walk the earth, so that's in the spirit realm. So
yeah, exactly. I had a pastor that told me he was actually doing a sermon, and he said it from the pulpit, but he says, all you people out there, you know, you look down on people, you know, because of, you know, what they believe in and all this and that. He goes, let me tell you something. If you don't believe in the bad things, you know, like evil spirits and curses and all that stuff, he goes, if you don't believe in that, you're wrong. He goes, because if you believe in the good, you have to believe in the bad. Because it goes together, you know. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. So, but I'm not saying that ghosts are bad. You know, why are there ghosts? I have no idea. Are there ghosts? Have no idea. Yeah. The phenomena's there. I don't know. You know, I mean, it's an amazing thing, you know.
I believe people that see ghosts are really just seeing, because time's fluidic, they're just seeing flash shots from the past.
And I have a different theory sometimes.
And Shannon's
got
a
theory.
Yeah.
I have a different theory. We are all, everyone and everything is created, contains energy. And it's a proven fact that energy, you cannot kill energy. It just goes and transform into something else. Well, when you die, they have proven this, that at the moment of your death, you actually weigh so many, I don't know how they do the weigh in grams, right, kilograms, whatever. But they've proven that the body actually weighs just a smidge less. And they say that's where you're leaving of your soul energy has left your body. So maybe these people, the ghosts that you're seeing, is ones who did not cross over or transform into something else, or only certain people can see these things because the spectrum, your eye spectrum and light and whatever else. But I believe that it's still residual energy that's been left from the human body. So that's most likely what you're seeing. That's my theory.
Yeah. And see, and somebody would come up and ask me, they'd say, well, so, oh man, what do you believe what Shannon says? I go, I can neither confirm or deny that. I don't know. You know, so, you know, I love listening to what people say. I don't know. But I will say this. There will be a time in all our lives that all things will be made known to us. And that's that day that we leave this realm and walk through that threshold into eternity. Because there's things going on that we have no idea. Our pea brain's too small to know. And we'll never figure all this stuff out. You know, we just never will. We'll never figure all this stuff out. But we will once, because I do believe that we are eternal beings. Yep. I do believe that our life goes on after the physical body dies. I believe that. We're not, I just think we're all too special. Yeah. You know, but then too, that this is my belief. Do I have proof? Oh, I don't have no proof.
Well, God,
but
he spends a lot of time making all of us. So I agree with you 100%. He's not just, we don't just stop existing. I mean, there's two realms. You go to heaven, you go to hell.
Yeah, yeah. And one thing I read the other day that was really interesting to me, they go, look at us individually. Look at what we are. We're just a little tiny being on this blue planet. You know, we're just a speck on this planet, and the planet's just a speck in the Milky Way galaxy, and the Milky Way galaxy is just a speck in the vastness of this universe. So
the universe, have I, you know, I went stargazing the other night. Did you know that there's like this Horus Head galaxy out there in outer space?
Yeah.
It's
gorgeous. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It's really beautiful. I saw pictures of it. And my husband's friend, he takes celestial pictures, and he said in the wintertime,
7:34, J baby.
He says, in the wintertime is when this galaxy appears in our solar system, or we're able to see it from our solar system with telescopes.
Uh-huh.
He's gonna try and take a picture of it. I hope he does, because I'd love
to see it again. You need to Google it, Amber. Google it and look at the photos. Huh?
The Space Museum, and it was beautiful.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, Arizona's got that what is that? Kitt Observatory? What is it?
There's one in Tucson, I think. There's one in Flagstaff. But if you go to Grand Canyon, have you been to the Grand Canyon?
Yeah.
At night, it's so pretty because there's not very much light pollution up there.
You're right.
Yeah. Well, thanks for letting me be on your show. I got to take the kids to school. You guys have a great day. Bye, Shannon. Bye, Russ. Bye, Eric. Bye.
Well, great.
Bye. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Have a great day, Amber. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate you. We love your podcast. We love you. Yes. Come back and visit us. Come back again.
Listen to it. And it is a really good podcast.
It is very good.
Thank you, Shannon. I appreciate it. Thanks, Jay Baby. And Jay Baby, everyone likes your hats.
There you go. But what I was getting at is how, you know, we're so, you know, so little in this whole big vastness. If we weren't special, isn't that all just kind of a big waste of space? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you would think it was all big waste of space, but
I'm the reincarnation of John Lennon, so you know I am pretty sure.
Well, that's another thing too. Somebody mentioned, you know, they say, "Well, you don't believe in that?" And I go, "Well, I can neither confirm or deny it." I mean, you know, it's all fascinating to me. It is all fascinating. I mean,
yeah, nobody's proved me wrong yet. So,
well, there you go. I mean, it's just all fascinating. And if you think of that stuff, you know, you that's what we need to do as a society. We need to get back to where we let our imaginations run wild. You know, we need to get back to where we're thinking about and imagining things unknown. You know, we need to get back and look at that stuff. We need to get back and look at nature. We need to open our minds and our eyes to what's around us, you know, and like what Amber was saying about that Horsehead nebula that's out there. I mean, there are some things out there that are just absolutely unbelievable, especially now that they got that new satellite out there. That new telescope out there taking all these pictures. You know, it's just all fascinating stuff. It really is. But.
Yeah, you know where we need big cameras at? Going underwater and seeing what's underneath there.
Exactly. Why aren't we doing that? You can't tell me that it costs less to go into space than it does to explore our own ocean floor. I mean, come on. I'm totally with you there, Russ. But I got to say, okay, I grew up, I'm the generation that saw the landing on the moon. Okay, I'm the generation that saw that. Landing on the moon, the walking around and all that. And that's when everybody started saying, it's not real. It's fake. They filmed it in the studios. My mom even thought that. My mom goes, oh, that's not real. They did that at a TV studio. Yeah, whatever, you know. But I'd always say, I always thought, no, they did it. They did. I mean, it would just be too much of a major overhauling to keep everybody quiet, you know. That's right. Well, you also saw the dinosaurs, according to Man Cave. Yes, I did, Jay Baby. Yes, I did. So with that being said, I believe the landing on the moon. Yeah. I believe they landed on the moon. But did you see this last NASA video that came out of the DART spacecraft smashing into the asteroid? Did you see that video?
Oh, yeah, where they're changing the trajectory of it.
Yeah, that's what they're claiming, yeah. So they had the this little spacecraft, and the camera's fixed on the asteroid, and it just flies in and slams into it, and the video goes to the point of impact. No, I don't believe that. I just don't believe that. I've looked at that video a lot of times that I'm looking at it and I don't believe that happened. I don't. I think that's all computer generated, or they did it someplace. No, I don't believe that. I don't. And I'll tell you why.
Because Bruce Willis wasn't involved.
Because what?
Bruce Willis wasn't involved.
Yeah. Where's Bruce Willis? Yeah. Where's Bruce Willis? You know, where's Ben Affleck? Come on. Well, no, I'll tell you why. Because, well, for one thing, Russ, it does look like something out of a movie. And the way the asteroid looks, it's like, no, I don't believe that. I don't believe that's the asteroid. And then too, they got this camera on this spacecraft flying in at who knows what rate of speed it is, and it's flying into that asteroid, and it never loses focus. The camera never loses focus. So the camera can auto-correct its focus that fast? No, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. And that's all I got to say about that. Oh, come on now, people. You know that's interesting.
But I'm pumped.
You know,
I'm contemplating.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You know, that makes you, that I was saying all that to get your brain stirring. You know, come on, think about it. Go back and look at that video and think about it and tell me that, I mean, I've seen the same kind of scene out of an old Flash Gordon movie. Yeah.
Wow.
I love that movie. Mean. I love that movie. Flash Gordon.
Flash Gordon.
Master of the Universe.
Yeah, I do too. But Grammy and I saw the original Flash Gordon series from the late 1800s, I think. 1830s, late 20s. I don't know. I sent Eric a clip of an old series I was watching, and it was the original series of Batman from the 30s. Remember that, Eric? I sent you that clip.
Late 30s, early 40s, yes.
Yeah, Batman, there was a, huh? Yes, it is so corny. Russ, it is so corny. You guys would crack up watching it. We did. We thought it was so corny. But it was entertaining, you know. It was entertaining.
Well, I mean, the West was corny, so.
But it was yeah. That's still my favorite Batman, Adam West. That's still my favorite Batman because it looked like the comic books I grew up with, you know. Yeah. Anyway, that's good things. Good things. Hey, I saw this.
That chick that played Catwoman on that series, she's pretty hot.
Well, now on, well, that she, they had several. They had several.
Well, in the 1960s, you had like the Eartha Kitt version.
Right.
No, I was talking about the one that looked like, she had that, I don't know, like milky skin color. Like
They had Julie Newmar, she did it in the original Bat West. Are you talking about the Adam West series, Russ?
Yes.
Yeah. We had Eartha Kitt. There was Julie Newmar. Was there a third one, Eric, that played Catwoman in that? I don't remember.
I don't know if it was Carolyn Jones, unless Carolyn Jones was a different character. But we've always known Carolyn Jones as Morticia from the Addams Family.
Yeah, I don't know if she was Catwoman or not.
I'm not thinking she was either, but I know she played a villain in the Adam West version of Batman that I know of.
Really? She's a hottie. She was a hottie. I remember seeing very old movies from the late 30s and 40s, I believe, with her in them. I mean, she was a serious actress, a very serious actress, and did some great movies.
Yeah, well, like on Carolyn Jones, I mean, if she was still with us, even though we lost her to cancer back in 1983, she would have been 92 years old.
Julie Newmar is the one that we all remember from my era. And she actually was involved in a lot of Broadway and a lot of off-way Broadway. A friend of mine who owns Star Steak and Lobster right by the House of Blues in New Orleans did a lot of Broadway with her. And she's plastered all over the restaurant. It's very, very interesting. But she actually could sing. She could dance. A very, very talented woman.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that, you bring to my mind, Shannon, that I don't see her in a lot of movies. So, she was focused on theater and that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, she is a good looking, she was a good actress too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, did you know that, the guy that plays Wolverine, we were talking about him yesterday,
Hugh Jackman.
Do you know he's a Broadway guy? He's a song and dance man. He loves doing Broadway and theater.
Yeah, he hosted the Oscars and he showed his skills with the. It was like a homage to Broadway, but he is amazing.
That's a good movie. That Greatest Show on Earth. That's a good movie with him in it. Yeah, that's kind of a musical, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a good one. But who did he play? He played Barnum. Was it the Barnum? He played Barnum in that movie.
Yes,
I think so. But yeah, that's a good movie. You should see him. Yeah, he got. I was really surprised because I thought for sure that he got when he started doing Wolverine. I thought, well, they're just going to typecast him on that. You know, that's all he's going to be is an action guy. But no, it wasn't because of his acting on Broadway and his theater stuff. He got a lot of different movie roles out there, and he's really quite the actor and quite the dancer and singer too, you know. As a matter of fact, Shannon, if I'm not mistaken, isn't Christopher Walken kind of a song and dance man?
Oh yes, he is, and he likes our favorite instrument.
Oh no, you
guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
I did that just for you. You were leaning into it. Good job.
I love
Good
you.
Job. That is so funny. Hey, while I'm doing leading things, let's take a little commercial break here so I can play the Podbean promo. All right, here we go. This podcast is brought to you by Podbean. Podbean is the easiest way to create your own podcast. We use Podbean to host the Old Man's Podcast here, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Download the free Podbean podcast app to start recording and publishing your very own podcast in minutes. Podbean provides everything you need to run your podcast, and you can record and publish episodes directly from the app on your phone. Download the free Podbean app today. That's Podbean. Head on over to Podbean at www.podbean.com and use the code PODCAST21. That's all capitalized, PODCAST21, for your first 30 days of podcast hosting for free. Check them out. There you go. I fulfilled my obligation.
Now I'm loving that lounge jazz in the background.
I love that stuff.
I mean, that stuff is kicking.
It is. I love that. I love that. I would love nothing more than to walk into a lounge that had that playing. The lights are kind of low, a little low, you know, and that smooth jazz is playing, you know, and you know, you just kind of walk up, you know, to the bar and the bartender, you know, he's there, or the mixologist. He wouldn't be a bartender in that place. He'd be a mixologist. He goes, "Morning, sir. What can I get for you today?" You know, "Oh, I'd like to have a whiskey." You know, I mean, it was just, yeah, I would love to walk into a lounge.
Drink like a dry martini at that point.
Yeah, or have a cosmopolitan. I'd like to have a cosmopolitan, please. Yeah, that's funny.
Shaken or stirred?
Shaken, please.
Never stirred.
Never stirred. I watched those James Bond movies. You know, when they first came out, I think what was the first one that came out? Wasn't it her Majesty's Secret Service? Yeah. And who that didn't have Sean Connery in it. That had I don't remember who it was, but that was the first
David Niven.
Roger Moore, was it?
Name was David Niven.
David Niven.
Roger Moore was after.
Yeah, Roger Moore was later down the line. But
he's my least favorite of all.
Yeah, mine too. But when they talked about the martinis, I was a little, you know, I was kind of a little old man. And I knew a martini, but then when he started talking shaken or stirred, and he always had his what did Jake Bond have it?
Shaken, not stirred.
He had his martini shaken?
Yeah.
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 Well, I never knew what he was talking about until I got older and saw, you know, Ralph's telling me if I mute my mic, it doesn't mute my audio. Really, Ralph? So I can have that. I can have that thing playing and I can mute my mic. Really? You could tell me in the chat room, Ralph. I love our followers. I love my people, the staff. You guys are always asking. I don't know, Ralph. I don't know. We'll have to try it later. But everybody's, you know, they're asking me questions and they're texting me questions on my phone.
I'm sorry, but I have to retract what I said. Fact check. The original James Bond on Her Majesty's Secret Service was George Lansby.
George Lansby.
I'm glad Lansby. You corrected that because I was upset. With
yeah.
That.
George Lazenby, Lazenby, over.
And I would have went to bed tonight thinking it was David Niven.
Yeah, David Niven played the original Pink Panther.
Oh,
yeah. Right.
So, yeah, George Lazenby, for all you out there listening.
All right. The other day when we were doing a show, my phone was dinging, ding, 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 ding. You know, because I don't shut my phone off. I leave it on there. And it was Shonda. It was Shonda. And she was going, what about this? What about that? What's this going on? Who's it? You know, she's asking me all these questions and that. Because she's in the chat room and she's sending me these messages. And I was so impressed that I decided that not only is Shonda our lead writer and our chief editor of the webpage, but she is now our chief of security. I told her I was going to make her chief of security. So there you go. Yeah. let's see. Who's dinging me now? Let's see. All right. That was Ralph.
Probably Shonda.
Yeah, it was her saying, no, I'm not going to be the chief of your security. Get out of here, old man. Just good times. Good times. Man. Well, here we are. We're 52 minutes into the show, and I still haven't seen hide or hair of Xfinity in the neighborhood. The nice thing about today is it's raining. It's raining here in the Pacific Northwest. And so that's going to put a damper. That'll put a damper on anybody jumping out there and starting to do stuff outside with the rain. So, hey, you never know. Well, you know, we might squeak it through. But then are they going to do it tomorrow? Oh, they better not do it tomorrow. Tomorrow's our free-for-all day. Our free-for-all. Promote your podcast. Promote your business. And the free-for-all. Yeah. Hey, Eric, you want to tell people about the upcoming trivia that we got coming up in October?
Well, I know the October, monthly, trivia contest for the month of October. We will be starting it on Friday, October 14th, when I will read, of course, the trivia question for the month. And, of course, the October trivia category will be geography. So be sure you're definitely putting your thinking caps on for that. And of course, when I read the question, I know the rule of course is for those who come into our Podbean live shows, as tempting as it may be, we ask that you not post your answers in the Podbean chat. We ask that you email your correct answers to theoldmanspodcast@gmail.com, and you will have until Thursday, October 18th at midnight Eastern time, which is 11 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Mountain, 9 p.m. Pacific. And these are continental U.S. time zones. And the correct answers will be eligible to take part in a drawing, and they will be eligible to win a $50 gift card to Glowflow Denver. And we do this every month. And then the November one, we will be starting it on November 11th, running it through the 18th. But for December, we will start it a week early on December 2nd and run it through December 9th. So contestants in the December contest can get their gift card in time for Christmas. And I think And I think we're even doing, I believe, like a Halloween costume contest for the month of October, and then like the holiday, you know, dish for the month of November, and then December, the gingerbread lighthouse contest is also coming back by popular demand.
Yes, yes, we are. That's all in the workings. We're working out the details and everything, and I think that's what we're going to do. We're going to have the Halloween costume competition in October, and I'll be getting with Shannon's helping us.
And the Only Crazy Lady.
The Only Crazy Lady, yeah. And go ahead, Shannon. And
if it's possible, maybe somehow that day, I know you love podcasting on your laptop, but maybe if you could do it on the phone that day so you could put the top three in the chats. Everybody would love to see these pictures. So,
well, I mean, what I do is I'll post the pictures on the Facebook page. So just to make everybody go there and look at them. Yeah.
Great.
Trying to get
traffic to Facebook.
Trying to get traffic there.
You know what a ham I am, and you know dang well I'm going to be participating in this. So.
Yeah, sure.
So please don't be sticks in the mud, and please, this could be really fun. At least just dress up just for the photo, at least, if you don't, you know. If you don't do Halloween, so.
And the winner's going to get a $25 gift certificate to Glow Flow Denver. So there you go. I still need to talk to everybody about how we're going to determine a winner. I need to talk to people because I think Shonda wanted to be involved in judging the costumes. Yeah. So we need to have a little conversation because I like how we do the trivia where the names of the people that got the answer correctly are put on a piece of paper, and the paper is numbered. The papers are numbered, and then Eric picks a number just off his head, and then that's the number. The name associated with that number wins. So I think we ought to kind of maybe try to do something like that. I don't know. I got to talk to everybody to find out, because that's how we do with the gingerbread houses too. Everything's associated with a number.
Well, you could post them on Facebook and then actually, you know, do like contestant one, contestant two, and then actually everybody put their vote in. That way it's not just a, you know, pulling out of a hat situation. Because, you know, because that way if somebody really has this extraordinary costume and deserves to win, and then you pull something from a hat.
And the cauliflower guy wins. The guy that looks like cauliflower wins.
Exactly. So let the people choose, you know.
Right.
You know,
well, and I think with like Russ's idea with the Thanksgiving Christmas dish contest for the month of November, I thought this idea that, you know, like him and Grammy doing like the November edition of Cooking in Grammy's Kitchen.
Yeah, I think that's
and if anybody's got great recipe ideas, we would welcome them. And who knows, maybe we might try making those dishes.
Yeah, we gotta get with Russ, and we gotta figure out how we're gonna do that too. The thing is, we're
gonna do dishes that aren't turkey,
right?
Because I don't want like 100 pictures and recipes of turkey,
right? So, but the point is, here at the Old Man's Podcast, the point is not only on October, November, December are you gonna have your trivia contest where you can win a $50 gift certificate from Glow Flow Denver. But in October, the costume contest, on November, the dinner, and on December, the gingerbread bake-off. But there's three other opportunities for you to get involved and win a $25 gift certificate from Glow Flow Denver. Yeah, just trying to get people involved. And we'll do everything that, you know, you can have your kids involved in, too. You know, your kids could get in costumes. Your kids can make a gingerbread house. And your kids can throw together a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for the cooking contest. Oh, come on.
I don't know if that's fair. Stuck in the mud. Poetic's going to send in baby Poe dressed up as like a sheriff. automatically win.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it depends. You know, Well, see, that's another thing about the costumes I love is like, who's gonna, you know, is it gonna be a cute contest that wins it or a real gross costume that wins it? You know, you just don't know. You just don't know who the people are gonna vote for.
Yeah. Baby Poe is a cherub. Who can compete with that?
Yeah. What's J-Baby saying? Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Let's make them $50 as well. J-Baby. J-Baby, you know what? If you want to go in partnership with the Old Man's Podcast and make those all $50 gift cards, then yes, we will do that. How's that? There you go, people. Look at the people at Glow Flow Denver right there, man. So between Glow Flow Denver and the Old Man's Podcast, on each of every contest that we have from October to December is going to get a $50 gift certificate to Glow Flow Denver. And that's six. We're going to be handing out six of those things, right? Two in October, two in November, and two in December. Yeah. There you go, people. I'm telling you. And what you need to do now, you're thinking, well, what's Glow Flow Denver? You need to go to the Facebook page, Glow Flow Denver. Go to their Facebook page. Go to their website and look and see what products they got. They got these LED products and lighting plot. They got panels that light up that scroll your message across them. It's all lit up. They got hats that got that on it. They got masks that light up. You need to go there and check out all the products they have at Glow Flow Denver. And then imagine winning a $50 gift certificate. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can get some pretty neat stuff. Get some pretty neat stuff there. So check out Glow Flow Denver. Who's this in the chat room? I love this. I love the name here. OU812. You know what? OU812. I wanted to get that on my car, my truck for a license plate. OU812. I just think that would be cool. Yeah.
What did
Hello? Is anybody out there? Hello? Hello? What's going on?
What did you eat?
Oh, we're still here.
I loved your laugh. I loved your laugh, Shannon.
Customizable hats, J-Baby mentions. 50% custom off today and tomorrow.
Ooh, customizable hats are 50% off today and tomorrow only. That's her end of September sale, I bet. Because today and tomorrow are the last 2 days of September. Saturday is October 1st. Woo, baby.
Look at the introduction skills.
You cannot beat those deals right there. Amber May has one of those hats. The old man has one of those hats. And yeah, check them out. Check them out. Yeah, what he said. I hear you.
Yeah, that's Aspen, the 2-year-old.
I'll tell you what, I love the sound of kids. I love the sound of kids. And speaking of kids, I saw this thing on in Denmark. Now, I can't imagine anybody doing this in the United States, but in Denmark, it is customary, and it's all over the place in Denmark, for you, if you're out walking with your little baby and he's in the stroller, it's customary that if your baby falls asleep and you got stuff to do, you just leave your baby in the stroller outside the store while you go in and go in and do some shopping. Yeah. There's all these strollers on the street with the little babies in there asleep. And I saw that, and it was like this guy was filming it and showing all these strollers. And they talked to a couple of the moms. They go, "Oh yeah, that's what we do in Denver. It's part of our culture. Our little babies are asleep. They got the fresh air. You know, they put a little light cover over the stroller so they don't get, you know, the sun doesn't get on them, and they just let the baby sleep right there on the street." And they go, "Well, what about the baby's safety?" They go, "Well, one, the parents are within eyesight of what's going on, but people don't mess with the kids. They just leave them alone. They don't have kidnappings. They don't have people stealing babies. They just leave the babies alone. Leave the babies alone." And I thought, man, that just kind of blew my mind. I can't imagine. I can't imagine doing that. I couldn't imagine going downtown Vancouver and leaving your kid like that. I just couldn't do it. Nah, I'm not leaving mine. I hear you, Underground Shuffle. I wouldn't do it either. But it's just interesting that they're in Denmark, you know. oh, on a good day, if our kids, you know, we leave them out there for the fresh air and the sun and, you know, they fall asleep. It's healthy for them. And I'm just going, I understand. I understand what you're saying. But, man, you wouldn't do that here. No way. No way. I wouldn't. My 8-year-old is enjoying her nap. Eight-month-old. You know, life, stranger danger. Yeah. As I get older, Underground Shuffle, I realize that my life is the, I'm living the circle of life because, you know, when I was a little kid, you know, when me and Moses were running around on the playgrounds, I remember, you know, taking those afternoon naps and, you know, not, I don't think I was a fighter. I don't think I fought taking naps. I think I just took them. And now that I'm older, I'm, you know, going into 70s. I mean, and now I look forward to taking my naps. I've made a full circle. I was napping when I was little and I'm napping when I'm old. There you go. Yeah, Moses. Oh, man. Do you people still take naps? I tell you what, naps are the way to go, you know. And I'm always looking for these motivational things, you know. I'm looking for these motivational things to share with people. I come across one.
I take naps.
Do you? There yes, you go.
Absolutely. When you sleep, you your body goes into healing mode. So exactly. Actually taking a little nap actually is great for the body and great for the mind.
And great for the soul.
Got to get that beauty sleep.
I hear you. I had a friend who, whenever things got really stressful for him, he just, you know, I asked him one day, Dave, how do you handle all the stress? He goes, I just go take a nap. I go take a nap. Gotta go to sleep, take a nap. So I do that too now too. I mean, if things are kind of tense, I'll just tell Grammy, I'm gonna go lay down for a minute. I'll just go lay down and take a nap. You wake up. Has things changed? Nope, things haven't changed, but you feel better, you know. You're a little bit more relaxed and a little bit more at ease. J-Baby says, I try when I can. Unfortunately, I cannot turn my brain off. See, that's the problem. And that's the problem with just sleeping in general. You know, that's just the problem in sleeping in general because you've got to put your mind at ease. But see, this is where things like Tai Chi, your deep breathing exercises, meditation, that's where these things come in, where you can slow your brain down. And I do that. I use that stuff. And I'm telling you, it helps. My problem is I can put my mind at ease and I can go lay down and I can fall asleep good and hard. But within 4 or 5 hours, bam, I'm wide awake. And now my brain's firing on all cylinders. And and then I'm going, no, don't think. And so that's my problem. I don't have a problem falling asleep. I have a problem staying asleep. And that's where I want to be. Welcome to Logical. Let's see.
All I do is nap. I don't ever actually sleep. I just nap.
Well, you've got one of the weirdest schedules, Russ, that I know of. I mean, because you work all night. Right. You work all night and then you're a full-time dad, you know, so you get, I mean, yeah, I could see where all you can do is like cat naps, little naps here and there. Do you ever have a full day off, Russ? Do you ever have full days, a day off? Like, do you have off days?
No.
No. But you always sound, as long as I've known you, Russ, you've only really sounded tired once or twice where I've heard you and you've sounded tired. And I remember turning to Grammy saying, man, Russ sounds exhausted. But most of the time, man, you sound all ready to fired up and ready to go. It's gotta be that Mountain Dew.
Yeah, huh? That's exactly what it is. I'm saying the cat naps work, you know,
yes, they do.
Here and there, they work.
Power naps. Yes, sir. Power naps, you know. Working on it. What is J-Baby saying? What's going on? She says, I almost died working on graves. I go into panic attacks.
Oh,
at graveyard shifts. I thought you were a grave digger. Well,
Oh no.
you need a, well, because we're talking about ghosts and all that stuff earlier, and then she says, I almost died working on graves, and it's like, well, God, she worked,
that's a new nickname, grave digger.
Well, BP of course works the graveyard shift too.
Wow. Hey, herbalist, good to see you. Thanks for tuning in, man. She sent the little face planting thing. Oh, for crying out loud. Oh, yeah, that's right. You were in casinos. Well, you know, you worked in casinos for 12 years and then you dug graves there on the side. And, you know,
they go hand in hand, don't they?
Yeah, really. Hand in hand, the grave diggers. Oh, that's just too funny. That is just too funny. Yeah, it's good to see Herbalist. Good to see you in the show. Hey, if you're new to the show and this is your first time coming in, or if you haven't done it yet, hit that follow button for us. Hit the follow button. You'll get notices of when we go live. And all the little infocasts I put out there, you'll get notices of those. Because I like to keep all our followers informed of what's kind of going on with the podcast. So that's why I do those little tiny, five, six, seven, 8 minute little podcasts. I send them out there. They're like little notices for all our followers. And then so you guys get those and you kind of know what's going on. Yeah. And I use them for little advertising things. I use them for GloFlow Denver and, get little words out there. Me and every now and then Grammy and I will do one just to be goofing around because we're in a silly mood and we'll produce a little goof off thing. But we'll be doing one. I got to get together with Shannon because I want to do one with Shannon for her conspiracy clothing line stuff. So it's all fun and games. Yes. Good times. Yes. So anyway, here's this motivational thing I saw today. When you have a bad day, give up. Go home and sleep. Screw it. Try again tomorrow. Not every bad day can become a good day. Some days are just screwed up and cannot be unscrewed. When you have a day that is screwed beyond repair, that is the universe speaking to you, sending you a message. Listen to the universe. Go home. Go to sleep. Save your energy. Tomorrow is another day. So for now, just go chill. When I read that, I busted
Welcome
up.
Back, BP.
That's what I should have done through my first marriage.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, I mean, if you're having a rough day, maybe it's, maybe it'll get better. Well, maybe it won't. So, I said a bad word, Gaia? Gaia says I said a bad word. No, I couldn't have said a bad word. I said screwed up.
I didn't hear it either.
Yeah. Oh, no, here we go again. No. But no, I mean, if the day is, and if you can, if the day is just beating you up, then just go take a nap. Just close everything down. Close it all down. Go take a nap. Take a big old glass of water. Drink a big old glass of water. And then just go chill. Go shut the blinds and go take a nap, If it's a 20-minute power nap, that's a good. If it's a two-hour power nap, that's good. Just go take a nap. Just chill. Ralph wants to have a cuddle. Ralph wants to have a little cuddle. You said that in your show today, Ralph. I was going to mess with you because he was saying we were playing some nice music leading up to our show. Ralph was playing some great tunes in there. And he said something about one was going on and makes him want to cuddle. He wants to cuddle. I need someone to cuddle me. And I was going to say, I'll come cuddle you, Ralph.
We can spin. Yeah,
smooth. Yeah. Ah, life is grand. Life is great, people. I'm telling you what, life is good. You know what? We have made it to an hour and 15 minutes into the show. And because of what I'm facing with the everything going to be shut down, and I'm going to lose all my Xfinity services to the house. I think I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to close this down. I'm going to close this down, oh, yes. And that way I can get the show hopefully published and out of here. So, but anyway, thank you, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for coming in and checking us out. We appreciate you all. Hit those follow buttons. Shannon, you got any last words for everybody?
Well, I have one last thing. Sure. I think I need more cowbell.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
There you go, sweetie. There you go.
And thanks a lot, everyone, for joining us. Be kind to yourself. Do unto others you have them doing to you. And until next time, entertain your own dang self.
Yeah, baby. Russ, any last words for everybody?
Just two words, man. Mountain Dew and Moon Pie.
That's four words, man.
Well,
that's four words.
First, it is Mountain Dew, Moon Pie.
Mountain Dew and Moon Pies, people. And then if you're still hungry, make yourself a Spam sandwich. Make yourself a Spam sandwich. All right. Thanks, guys.
Spam
Russ.
And cheese on toast is good for breakfast.
Yeah. Shannon, thanks for calling in and being on call in case I needed you. Russ, you too. Well, this is today. This is Russ's day, so thanks for being here, buddy. Eric, as always, thank you, buddy. Thank you for all you do and being the co-pilot. We're going to let Eric tell you about some and thank you, Professor, for being in the chat room on standby. Thank you very much. Eric, we're going to turn over to you so you can tell people about some podcasts.
Well, in case you missed it, the Slightly Serious Show had a really great episode last night with Pipeline World and Neil Crabtree. But be on lookout for James to publish a video episode on Rumble, as well as previous episodes, where we featured Neil Crabtree and Carl Bonnick and the Rethink Institute and other, guests of substance. And then be sure to catch him later tonight at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Podbean, Twitch, the Live, and Facebook. And be sure to catch the Milk Dog 2020 show for a hangout. And be sure to catch Los Stairs and Pullers and the Dude Man podcast. And Russ and Shannon should be back later for the Outside of Normal podcast, along with Jeff and other friends. And then Ralph hopefully should be back tomorrow morning. And we also hope to see friends again tomorrow morning for our Promote Your podcast and Small Business Day and so much more.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. Hey, Underground Shuffle, don't you guys have a show tonight? Don't you guys have a show tonight? YouTube, check out the Underground Shuffle podcast. Yes, they have a show tonight. What time is that, brother? Time for show. Be sure to check these guys out. They got great shows. 9 p.m. Eastern. That'd be 6 p.m. Pacific time. So check these guys out. If you're an independent music creator, you definitely need to get a hold of the Underground Shuffle podcast and see what they can do to help you get your music out there. These are a good bunch of guys. I'm telling you, you'll thoroughly enjoy. And I wouldn't be surprised if they don't do a little bit of dedication or something to Coolio today. I don't know. Coolio passed away. That's a sad day. I was a big Coolio fan. I loved the guy. I loved his acting and his music. Oh, man. Just good times, everybody. Good times. Get out there and do random acts of kindness today. Get out there and be nice. Remember, make it easy. Make it easy on everybody. Be kind. Be gentle. You might not feel like it, but if you express kindness and generosity, it'll break that darkness even in your own life. It'll free you. So be kind, generous. Show some appreciation for people. And remember, it is National Coffee Day. Get out there and get you a big cup of Joe. Big cup of Joe. All right. We're out of here. We made it. You didn't get us, Xfinity.
We'll see you next time.
Bye. Later, Gators.
Later, Gators.